On Sunday, in the Italian capital, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, ended a four-day summit on the clerical sex abuse crisis with a speech that has been received with mixed feelings. Pope Francis' final speech began with statistics regarding multiple kinds of sex abuse and its effects in various parts of the world. He then vowed that the Catholic Church would spare no effort to tackle child sex abuse and bring the perpetrators to justice.
The first truth that emerges is that millions of children around the world are victims of sexual abuse. The scourge of sexual abuse of minors is, and historically has been, a widespread phenomenon in all cultures. Those who perpetrate these acts of physical, sexual, or emotional violence are primarily parents, relatives, husbands of child brides, coaches, teachers.
Advocates for abuse victims have accused the pontiff of failing to explain the concrete action that the church would take.
For the time being, the Pope's pledges are just words. We expected a concrete response, but nothing useful has come out of the summit. In his speech, the Pope makes the church out to be the victim, but we are the victim.
At a press conference later on Sunday, Vatican officials formally announced Pope Francis' plan to set up task forces to help clergymen who find it difficult to confront the problems and produce initiatives for the protection of minors.
The ongoing clerical sex abuse scandals have hit countries around the world, with most known cases in Italy, Chile, Germany and the US. Vatican analysts believe more attempts to cover up scandals by clergymen risk undermining the Catholic Church's credibility further.
Participants in the Rome conference were handed a roadmap of suggestions on how to handle abuse.
The credibility of the church is broken when there is a cover-up. This now has become very clear in the last 10, 20 years. But now what is important is that after this crash course about the issue, that rules should be established, practical rules.
Meanwhile, a new scandal over an Argentine bishop close to Pope Francis is gaining steam. Some believe the Pope's office knew as early as 2015 about the bishop's inappropriate conduct with seminarians in Spain, yet the clergyman was allowed to stay as bishop until August 2017. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.